got a feeling we shan't be seeing Jennifer this morning.
Why not?
Well, I imagine she and Brian will have other things on their minds, given the news.
Oh, I suppose.
That's a big worry for them. Well, all the farmers, isn't it?
Alice didn't seem too bothered about it this morning.
Oh, I expect she is, really.
All I did was ask her if she'd help me with the stall. She nearly bit me head off.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I can do it on my own, but she took it on just the same as I did.
Well, maybe she's going to pop home and see how they are.
I doubt it. Foot and mouth's not going to make any difference between her and her dad, is it?
Yeah, such a shame. Look, I'm going to have to go and change. You couldn't put the hymn numbers up for me, could you?
Oh, I've still got loads of stuff to put out.
Oh, go on, do it at the end of the service. There'll be plenty of time.
It just looks so unprofessional.
Just this once, eh?
Go on, then.
Hey, thanks, Amy, you'll start.
I know.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Adam.
Hi.
Hi.
This is a surprise.
Sorry, I shan't be staying. I was just wondering if Alice was here.
Fat chance.
No, she's not, I'm afraid. You might just catch her back at the vicarage, oh.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, I better go get some more stock. See you, Adam.
Yeah, see you.
So, how are things on the farm? It's all a bit worrying, isn't it?
You can say that again.
Those dreadful scenes we saw back in 2001. It's too horrific to think about.
Well, hopefully it won't come to that this time.
No?
No, they seem to have been quick off the mark, getting the movement ban in place and the protection zone and all that.
And are there things you've had to do on the farm? You know, we, security, what's it called?
Biosecurity.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've done what we can. Disinfectant dips at the farm entrance, plus on all the footpaths.
Right.
And we're not having any livestock farmers on the place for the time being.
Well, that makes sense.
Apart from that, there's not a lot else we can do. Just keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's not been a good year so far, has it, though? What with the floods and then this?
Nope. But at least we've got some decent weather at last.
Oh, yes. Beautiful, isn't it?
So, as soon as I've seen Alice, I can get on with trying to salvage our wretched barley crop.
Well, don't let me keep you.
No. Actually, between you and me, Alan, I was going to tell Alice that she can come and stay with us at Honeysuckle, if she wants.
Oh, I see.
I mean, you've been amazingly kind to her, but it can't be easy having two teenagers under your feet all the time.
Well, it's had its moments.
Well, we'll see what she says, but I expect you'd be pleased to get your house back, wouldn't you?
I'd like us to think for a few minutes about those words we've just heard from the Apostle Paul. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
Oh.
Now,
excuse
we know
me,
Paul
Amy.
Was writing yeah? these words from prison to the church
I
in Colossae.
My hymn book.
And though he'd never actually
Hang
visited
on.
This church, he knew they were beset with
Thank
their
you,
own
Maggie.
Particular
oh, thank
problems.
You, dear.
And he was very keen to give them some encouragement.
Sorry, what is it?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Vic. I thought I saw something.
Are you all right?
It went through there, I'm sure it did.
What did?
No, it's daft, I know, but it looked like a snake.
Oh,
a snake.
My goodness.
Yes. Oh, it was horrible.
Are you sure, Clara?
I only saw the tail, but that's what it looked like.
Well, despite what St. Paul says, I think this is a moment for contemplating the things on earth after all. Where did it go, Clary?
Under the curtain there. No, do be careful, Vicar.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
What made you come round?
Well, I just wanted you to know the offer was still there.
It wouldn't have anything to do with Debbie, by any chance.
She happened to mention you weren't too happy.
Thought so.
But hey, listen, we wanted you to come over to Honeysuckle ages ago. You know that.
Yeah.
So when Debbie said things were getting tricky here, I thought I'd give you a reminder. That's all.
Amy's mad at me.
What, is this all because you want to join the RAF?
Yep.
Oh, dear.
And you know, I need support, you know, with the AFCO presentation coming up.
Yeah, when is that?
Tomorrow.
Right.
And the way Amy feels about all this, it's probably better if I move out.
Good. Well, it's settled then. Right, I have to go.
It won't be forever, Adam, you know that.
It's up to you.
Well, I may do some extra hours at Grey Gables so I can rent somewhere.
You don't have to.
Anyway, I want to pay you an Ian.
You need to save your money for South Africa.
Yeah, but I must pay my way.
Well, look, let's not worry about that now. I'll try and get finished early tomorrow night and we can get your stuff shifted across.
Great.
Or maybe that's too soon.
But tomorrow's fine. I should be back from the presentation by 6.
Tomorrow it is then.
Thanks, Adam.
No, it'll be great to have you about the place.
Cheer up our dull old lives.
I'm so sorry, Alan. Whatever must you think of
me? You've had a nasty shock.
Yeah, but screaming out in the middle of your sermon, I feel so embarrassed.
I'd have screamed too if I'd seen it.
Me too.
But did I, though? Or did I just imagine it?
Do you think you did?
Well, maybe I nodded off for a second.
Well, he wouldn't be the first in one of my sermons.
But they say you can drop off for a second or two without realising it.
That's what causes a lot of car crashes.
So I could have dreamt it.
That scream was real enough. Frightened me to death.
Oh, Mrs. Woolley, I'm so sorry. Oh,
don't be silly. You couldn't help it.
Yeah, and the point is, you thought you saw it, whether or not it was there.
So you do think I were dreaming?
Oh, no, I didn't say that, Clary.
No, it were real, all right. Made my blood run cold.
How are you feeling now?
A bit shaky, actually.
Yeah.
Want me to walk you to your van?
Oh, that'd be silly, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't mind, honestly.
But there's nothing there, is there, Alan? You had a good look round.
Yeah, I did, all round the vestry and everywhere.
And there weren't nothing?
Well, not that I could see, no.
We hadn't looked round the churchyard, though.
Well, no.
Come on, Clary. Let's walk to the gate together.
Well, I'm being stupid, and I...
Really? Just for me. I'm feeling a bit nervous myself now.
That is two of us, then.
Bye, Alan.
Bye, Peggy. Bye, Clary.
Bye.
See ya.
Wow, Dad.
Poor Clary. She seems very convinced that she saw something.
Well, that was some scream.
Yes. I can't say my sermons usually elicit that sort of reaction. Tears, yeah.
Mocking laughter?
Yeah, all the time. But never abject terror.
Oh, well, at least she got a response.
True.
Hey, and even if Clary had dozed off, at least she woke everyone else up.
Then we're going to be heading to the Drakensberg Mountains, which will be one fantastic trip.
I'll bet.
Then, all being well, we'll do some backpacking down the Wild Coast. Apparently, it's amazing.
And rather dangerous, according to Kate.
Oh, don't worry, Gran. We'll be sensible.
Well, it certainly sounds a real adventure.
So how's Grandad today?
A bit tired, I'm afraid. That's why he's having a lie down.
Oh, well, do give him my love, won't you?
Yes, of course, dear.
Tell him I'll be round to tell him all about it.
Yes, I will. But what about this orphanage you're working in? Isn't that the main thing?
Yeah, that's where I'll be going first.
And it's a place for children who've been orphaned because of AIDS?
Yeah. Kate helps out there.
Poor little mites.
Yeah, I know. I think it'll be quite tough for me.
Yes.
A lot of them will be HIV positive themselves.
Is it safe? For you, I mean.
Oh, well, I'll be well looked after. Kate's already talked to me about the risks, what to do, what not to do, you know?
Oh, good.
But when I think about those children and what they've had to go through...
Yes, it's tragic. It really is.
But at the same time, it's no good going in there and getting down about it, Kate says. You've got to be positive, or what's the use of being there?
She's right, of course. But you must take care, dear.
No, I will. Don't worry about me.
You've always been a very resourceful person. That's one of the things I admire about you.
Oh, thanks, Gran.
And taking on something like this, well, it proves it.
Well, I'm going to learn a lot, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And it's something I can put on my RAF application.
You're still set on that?
Yeah, more than ever.
Good. So, what happens next?
Tomorrow I've got the AFCO presentation.
AFCO?
Armed Forces Careers Office.
Ah.
You get all this basic stuff about the RAF. The way of life, the training, that sort of thing.
Well, you need to know what you're taking on.
And after that, hopefully I'll be going on the selection course at Cranwell. Officers and air crew.
Goodness.
Assuming I get through all the filter interviews, that is.
And if you do get through, when does the course take place?
Sometime in the spring. That'll decide when I come back from Africa.
Oh, it's all very exciting, I must say.
Yeah. Can't wait to get away from Ambridge.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't mean you, Gran. I'm going to miss you and Grandad.
And we're going to miss you too. We do so enjoy your visits.
Yeah, well, me too. Still, I suppose I'd better get back, break the news to Amy and Alan.
About moving out.
Yeah. I hope they're not going to be too upset.
Still, if you feel it's the right thing...
Oh, I do, definitely. I've already been there too long.
Then that's what you must do.
Right, well, I'll see you soon, Gran.
Alice?
What?
I know you're serious about the RAF, making it your career.
I am.
And I'm delighted and proud of you. I just hope you're doing it for the right reasons. You're sure it's really what you want?
What is this, Gran?
It's your decision, I know that. but I'd hate to think you were doing it because of what's happened at home.
No, I really want to do it for me, Gran.
Good.
You know, the more I find out, the better it sounds.
For someone who doesn't believe it, you didn't seem exactly confident when you looked behind those gravestones.
Yeah, I didn't feel it.
So you think there might be a snake?
As the police spokesman always say, I'm ruling nothing out at this moment in time.
It'd be a great visual aid for when you do the Genesis story.
Oh, wouldn't it just?
Maybe you could put it in the parish magazine.
No way.
No, suppose not.
I may not have excluded the possibility. It doesn't mean I want to spread it all over the village.
It will be anyway, don't worry.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Alice.
Hi.
Nice day for an alfresco lunch.
Yeah, that's what we thought. Like to join us for some salad?
Thanks. There's something I've got to say first.
Ooh, sounds ominous.
Well, I think it might be best, if I move out. I want you to know, I've really enjoyed staying with you. You've been very kind, both of you.
Oh, we've enjoyed having you, haven't we, Amy?
Where are you going?
Adam's place.
Thought it might be.
He's helping me move over there tomorrow night, so you'll have the house to yourselves again.
Wow. We'll miss you, won't we, Amy?
Yep.
Well, I'll miss you too.
Still, I'm glad you'll be back together with the family. Your mum will be pleased.
Yeah, she will be.
Though I expect she'd rather you'd gone back home.
Yeah, probably, but it's not going to happen, so...
Well...
Anyway, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate what you've done. You letting me stay here and everything.
Well, we were glad to.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd have done otherwise.
You will let us know how you're getting on, your various interviews for the RAF.
Yeah, of course I will.
Good.
You'll be seeing a lot of me, don't worry.
Well, I hope so.
Look, I'm not really hungry at the moment. I think I'll make a start getting my things together.
Anything you need a hand with?
No, it should be okay.
Up to you.
Right, well, see you then.
Yep, see you around.
How are you getting on?
Nearly finished.
Thanks for doing the milking. It was a real help.
No problem.
Want me to take the cows back?
Yeah, would you? Then I can get on with the baling. Might as well make the most of the weather.
Yeah, definitely.
How's Pip?
Oh, she's a bit quiet this morning. Disappointed, I expect.
Well, she knows why we can't go.
I know, but she was looking forward to it.
Well, we all were. But we can't go visiting another herd, not with all this going on.
I'm sure she understands that.
Well, I hope so.
Difficult, though, at her age.
Maybe.
Oh, come on, you and I can rationalise about it all we like. But when you're 14 and you've been really looking forward to something...
Yeah, but she remembers what it was like last time. She knows this is for the best. Sulking about it won't help.
I know.
We can rearrange seeing the Brown Swiss any time, but if we lost our herd...
I'm sure she realises that. I meant to have a chat with her earlier, but Joe Grundy turned up.
Joe? This morning?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
You ought to know better.
He kept insisting he's not a farmer anymore. Which is true, I suppose.
What about all the time he spends with Oliver's Guernseys? And with Ed? Not to mention that blooming pig in his field.
I know. I think he was just being thoughtless.
Well, I hope you told him that.
I did, don't worry. And I made him go back and dip his boots again.
What did he want, anyway?
He said he was looking for Bert. Wants him to plough up that bottom bit of their field.
No, I'm not having Bert down there, not with Barbarella around.
I don't think that was the real reason, anyway.
No?
He just wanted to gossip about this snake Clary's supposed to have seen in the church.
A snake? You sure he hadn't been on the cider?
And half a state in the morning.
Well, you know Joe.
Yeah, you're right. Anything's possible.
Right, well, I better finish off here, then.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Okay.
Oh, before you go off bailing...
Yeah?
You'd like to go around and top up the disinfectant dips.
Yeah, I was going to anyway. See you later.
There's a bunch up. Just through there?
Oh, yeah. I see him.
Right, now, what we got to do now is gently push them back towards the pen.
Why do we have to do that?
Well, they're a bit young at the moment. They ain't clever enough to survive in the wild.
I know the feeling.
So if we gently walk them back to the pen, tapping our sticks like this...
Should be able to manage that.
Come on then. Meg!
Meg, what's the matter with you? Come back here! Meg!
She looks like she wants to eat him, not drive him.
Oh, she's not usually like this.
Isn't she?
It's because you're here. She's just showing off, that's all.
Oh, poor Meg. You're right, aren't you?
Well, don't make a fuss of her. You'll make her worse.
Sorry.
Now you behave yourself, Meg.
You're very strict.
Oh, you got to be with dogs, otherwise you spoil them.
Seen a different side of you today. Good thing I came.
I'm only doing my job.
Of course you are. Don't look so worried.
Thought you'd be interested.
I am. I'd no idea there was so much involved.
Oh, you haven't seen the half of it yet.
So, most of the time you're out here on your own?
Well, I've got Malk with me some days. My Meg, of course.
Don't you get lonely?
No. Too much to do.
Wouldn't suit me. I like company.
Well, so do I. If it's the right company.
Sorry, Izzy, we're going to have to call it off. Yeah, I know, but we can't have anyone on the farm. Foot and mouth. No, haven't you seen the news? I know, but it can spread really easily. Neither do I, but if all the cows had to be slaughtered... Look, you weren't here last time. I'll just have to see you later in the week, okay?
I mustn't be too late getting away this afternoon.
What time are you picking up the kids?
4 o'clock, I said.
Where was he taking them today?
Wildlife park. Oh, hope they're having a good time.
Well, we certainly are.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, thanks for letting me tag along.
Hey, up. Oh, well, they shouldn't be in the road.
Whose are they?
Tony Archer's, probably. The dairy heifers.
What are you going to do?
Well, we can't leave them there. We'll have to push them back in a field. Not that we know where they came out from.
How are we going to do that?
That gate over there. We'll put them in there for now, and I'll give Tony a bell.
But how are you going to shift them?
You mean, how are we going to shift them?
Don't look at me. I don't know anything about cattle.
Oh, good time to learn, then.
What are you doing?
I'm filling up the disinfectant dips.
Oh, that's what the straw's for?
Yeah.
Do you want me to give you a hand?
Well, yeah, if you're sure. It's a pretty boring job.
No problem. It's got to be done, hasn't it?
Okay. Well, might as well start with this one, then. I don't think it needs any more straw.
Right, pass me the stuff, then.
All right. Yeah. Put a pair of these on first, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Never touch that stuff without latex gloves, okay?
Sorry.
Surprised you want to come out and spend your time doing this?
Why?
I don't know. Thought you were in a bit of a grump, that's all.
No, I'm not.
You do know how serious this is, don't you, Pip?
Of course I do.
I mean, you know, it may not be a massive outbreak, and it may be a long way away, but this disease can spread like wildfire.
Dad, I do know this. I was around for the last one, remember? I've told Izzy she can't come over here tomorrow.
Have you?
I said we're not having anyone on the farm. It's biosecurity.
Oh. Well, you know, that's mainly for people who've had contact with livestock. I don't think that includes Izzy, does it?
Last time we didn't let anyone on the place, not even Grandad.
That's true.
If anything happened to the cows, it would be terrible. Can you pass the stuff now?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you still want to be a farmer, Pip?
Of course I do.
It's not an easy job, you know. Especially being a livestock farmer.
I know that.
365 days a year. Not many holidays. All the times you're out there carving a cow in the middle of the night.
So?
Well, then, something like this comes along. You might have to watch all your animals being slaughtered.
Are you trying to put me off, Dad?
No, I'm just saying. It takes a certain sort of person. I don't know. Bit of a mad person, maybe.
Like you and Mum?
Yeah. No, I just mean, you know, whatever comes along, foot and mouth disease, floods, bird flu, whatever, if you're going to be a farmer, that's the sort of stuff you're going to have to deal with.
Dad, I know all this. But we deal with it together, don't we? Like last time, that's how we get through it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what we do. And it's not always bad, you know. Sometimes good things happen, like the news about the milk prices.
Yeah, I know. Looks like we've finished here. Shouldn't we get on with seeing to these other dips?
Yeah, you're right. Come on then, Pipsqueak.
Go on then. Get on. Yeah, they're coming down.
Will? Are you sure this isn't...
Yeah, slow them down, Nick.
Will?
Wave your arms or something, Nick. Okay.
Sorry.
But they wouldn't have hurt you.
Oh, it's okay for you to say that. You were behind them.
Yeah, so?
It's different when they're hurtling towards you.
If you'd have stood your ground, they'd have stopped.
Oh, you can guarantee that, can you?
Probably.
I'm a mother of two. I'm supposed to take care of myself.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I was thinking about your face. Just before you hid behind the Land Rover.
Oh, don't.
Oh, if only I had a camera.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Ground's drying out nicely.
Thank goodness.
If I can just get this lot bailed up, I'll start feeling a bit more relaxed.
I've made you a ham sandwich. Some coffee.
Oh, thanks, love. You're a star.
No problem.
Then I might go and check on the news, see if there are any developments.
Okay. So do you reckon we'll be okay for feed?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Depends what sort of winter we get. It's going to be tight, whatever, but... not looking quite as dodgy as it did in the middle of all that rain.
So you reckon we'll manage?
Yeah, just about. On a wing and a prayer.
Good.
Like I said to Pip, we'll get through it somehow.
She told me you'd had a chat.
Did she?
Well, no, what she actually said was, Dad got all heavy on me.
We were wrong about her getting in a sulk, you know, over the council trip.
I know. She's actually been very grown up about it. Isn't she?
She's thought it through very well. She knows exactly what's at stake. In fact, I'd go as far as to say she's being very mature about the whole situation.
And that's our Pip?
Yep. Probably got it from her father, don't you think?
Not much help, was I?
You were the second time.
At least I didn't run away, I suppose.
Everyone's scared of cattle the first time.
Oh, I bet you weren't.
I was too small to be scared of anything.
Well, let's be honest. I'm not a farmer's daughter.
Not yet.
I'm not likely to be either.
You could be, with practice.
And who's going to coach me?
I will, if you like.
I might just take you up on that, William Grundy.
Good.
Hey, do?
Oh, hiya, Grandad.
Not interrupting nothing, are you?
No. Nick, this is my Grandad.
Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Grundy.
Oh, and you. Room for a small one in there, is there?
Oh, yeah, sorry. There you go.
Can I get you a drink, Grandad?
Oh, it's really civil of you, William. I'll have a pint of my usual.
Right, oh, coming up.
Heard William been showing you round Ambridge, has he?
Yeah. It's all very beautiful, I must say.
Oh, it might look nice, but there's a lot going on under the surface.
What do you mean?
The dark side.
I'm not with you, Mr. Grundy.
Joe it is.
All right, Joe. What sort of things are we talking about here?
Only yesterday, William's mother saw a ghostly presence in the church. A serpent.
What? Like a snake?
The Worm of Ambridge, we called it. It's been here before, many times, so they say.
Are you winding me up here, Joe?
No. Gospel, this is. All started in the Civil War. That's when it first appeared.
Oh, yeah.
Come crawling out a well on Blower's farm. They reckon a rounded soldier got chucked in there and drowned it.
What, and came out as a snake?
Oh, a ghastly creature, by all accounts. And ever since that time... whenever it appears, bad things happen in the village.
Really?
There you are. Ah. Quite a best.
Much obliged to you, lad.
Joe's been telling me about the Worm of Ambridge.
Oh, Grandad, you and your daft stories.
Well, it's a daft. My own father saw it.
Yeah, on his way home from the cattle.
And Clary is. And I'd like to know what it means.
Don't worry about it, Nick. We're a bit weird in our family.
What are you calling weird?
We're harmless, though.
I believe you.
Well, any road, it's nice to meet you. I hope we'll be seeing you again.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
What do you mean?
Well, if this Worm of Ambridge is such a bad omen, Is it safe to come back here anymore? Where's Roy? Has he gone?
Yeah, you just missed him, love.
Oh, well, maybe I can...
No, you won't catch him. I heard him drive away.
Oh.
Nothing wrong, is there?
Oh, there's something I want to tell him, that's all. Oh, a little peep.
Honestly, these personal ads. You ever looked at them?
Oh, I can't say I have, no.
Oh, you should. They're a real scream. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah?
I mean, how people have the nerve to go in the paper and say these things. I mean, listen to this one. Look. Big, blonde and totally irresistible.
Mm.
I wonder if she really is.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Hey? Oh, no. I mean, who cares? Just interested in reading, that's all.
I suppose it is.
Oh, look, here's another one. Fun-loving brunette, 50-ish, seeks adventurous, open-minded man for mirth and merriment.
Oh, sounds like you, Mike.
Hey?
Adventurous, open-minded.
Well, now you come to mention it.
Yeah, you could have been made for each other.
I'll say a bit of mirth and merriment wouldn't go amiss at the moment.
Yeah, there you go then.
Ah, we could joke about it. There's probably guys out there who fall for that sort of thing.
Mm, texting in even as we speak.
One born every minute, really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you reckon this means? A-C-A.
Let's have a think. All cards accepted?
No.
Oh, Ambridge can't apply.
That's another world, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, there's people out there going through these ads all the time.
Yeah, well, they must be, or they wouldn't be there.
Phoning up, making dates.
Oh, you can see what they look like too, you know.
How'd you do that?
Texting. You can have a picture sent to your phone.
Get on.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Pass me a phone.
No, you can't.
Why not? Oh, you've got me curious
no,
now.
No, I ain't got time for that. Certainly not.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I best get off to the dairy. Trying to finish early if I can.
You still taking Phoebe out fishing?
No, that's the plan.
Oh, I hope so. She'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, with a bit of luck, it'll be a small run this morning. Still plenty of people on holiday.
Yeah, would be.
Right, well, I best get myself off to work, I suppose.
By the way, ACA means all calls answered.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, it's obvious when you think about it.
But you're not really interested.
No, way. I'll see you later then.
You know what it's like, Pat. You don't want to interfere. Same time, you can't help wanting the best for them.
Of course you can't. And it doesn't change, no matter how grown up they get.
No.
So, they've been spending a lot of time together, William and his new girlfriend?
Nick.
Yeah?
Oh, quite a bit, by all accounts. She were over here yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Joe bumped into him in the pub dinner time. Trust him, eh? Yeah, William had been showing around the shoot, I gather, telling him all about the rearing process.
Oh, that's nice. What did Joe make of her?
Oh, you know Joe. Show him a pretty face and that's it. You don't see a lot else to worry about.
Oh, she's a looker, is she?
So everyone says. I ain't seen her, of course.
Well, it sounds like William's enjoying the company anyway.
Oh, I know. And I'm glad for him. Of course I am. Same time.
Yeah?
Well, I can't help worrying about him, Pat, can I? He's been through such a difficult time. What with George and the marriage and everything.
I know.
I want him to have a bit of fun in his life. Instead of that, he seems to be taking on a load more problems.
Her children, you mean?
Well, not only that, he don't need a load of aggravation with her ex. After all he's been through.
Is that the end of the batch?
Eh?
The strawberry?
Oh, yes, sorry. Oh, I ain't concentrating, am I?
Look, why don't we stop for a break? I'll put the kettle on, shall I?
That'd be nice.
Clary, don't mind me saying this, but aren't you rather jumping the gun?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, how long have they been seeing each other? 3 weeks, something like that?
Ah, a bit longer, I think.
Well, not long, anyway. I mean, isn't it a bit soon to be worrying about possible complications?
She's older than him, that's another thing.
So what?
Well, it's only 2 or 3 years, I know.
That's nothing.
Even so, she's bound to be thinking of her father for her kids, eh? She ain't just out for a good time.
Nor is William.
Yeah, well, I know.
Think what a great dad he's turned out to be. It's not likely he's suddenly going to turn himself into a party animal, is it?
Well, he's never been like that, huh?
Well, I can see exactly why he might be drawn to someone more settled. Someone who's already a mum.
It's just another load of responsibility for him.
Yes, but it's William's choice. I know. Not long ago, you were saying how you wished he'd find a nice girl. Well, it sounds as if he has.
I just want to know he's thought it through, Pat. Perhaps if I had a word.
Do you think that's a good idea?
No.
Well, don't expect any thanks for it. I found that out when Helen was going through her difficult patch.
Well, that's worked out all right, though.
It's a bit soon to say that. But she does seem a lot better.
That's good.
Not sure me putting my oar in made a lot of difference, though.
You still felt you had to do it?
Yeah, I suppose I did.
Ah, there you are, then.
Well, if you think it's going to help.
Well, I've got to, Pat. Just for my own peace of mind.
Fair enough.
Right, now we've baited the hook, the next thing we've got to do is cast.
I can do it.
Now, hang on a minute, sweetheart. Let's pull off a bit more line. There we are. Now try it.
Like that?
That's it. Hold it nice and tight. Bit big for you, isn't it, this rod?
Yeah.
Now, swing back. Not too far, that's about it. And cast. Ah.
It's got caught up.
Yeah, yeah. We was a bit too close to that bush. That's the trouble. Right, let's move this way a bit. There we are. That's better. Now, what do we do? Remember?
Reel it in and cast again.
Well done. Off you go then.
Is that enough?
Well, I should think that'll do it, yeah. We just need enough line to cast with.
Okay, here I go.
You want me to help?
No, I'm all right.
All the way back then, that's it. And cast. Oh, brilliant, Phoebes. Well done.
Was that okay?
Couldn't have done better myself. Now, you need to reel it in a bit. Yeah, great.
Do you think there's any fish about today?
Oh, I hope so. We'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Can we have a picnic now?
Oh, Phoebe, we've only just got here.
I'm really hungry.
Okay, give me the rod.
I'm going to have Hayley's chocolate cake first.
Well, maybe you should start with a sandwich. That's what Hayley would say, wouldn't she?
I'll have a sandwich afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Pull the other one.
Hello, you two.
Oh.
Caught our supper yet?
Hi, Dad. I just cast on my own.
Did you know?
Yeah, like a real expert.
Oh, well done, thieves.
And now we're about to have lunch, apparently.
Well, it's a nice spot you found.
Did Hayley say we were down here?
I hadn't seen her.
Oh.
Thought I'd wander down on the off chance.
Oh, nice one.
Do you want some chocolate cake, Dad?
No thanks, sweetheart.
Anything biting yet, Grandad?
Oh, not yet, Phoebes. I think the fish are having a siesta.
What's a siesta?
It's an afternoon nap. Which is just what I feel like doing.
Oh, yeah, it's nice here, isn't it? I can get used to this.
You want to retire? You can do it all day long.
Oh, yeah, I wish.
No chance.
Not for a few years yet.
It's a shame.
Grandad, look, we've got a bite.
Yes, so we have.
Can I have the rod?
Yeah, there you go. Now, you've got to be very careful when we strike.
Yeah, Phoebes, just wait till Grandad says, okay?
Now?
No, not yet.
Now?
No, hang on, sweetheart, just a second.
Grandad!
Okay, now, go for it, Phoebe.
Kettle on, will you, Joe? I'm bushed.
All right, Jack, very love. Here, you sit yourself down.
Oh, thanks. That's better.
I got some news for you.
What's happened?
I just had the echo on the phone. Reporter called Becky, Senator.
What's she want?
They heard about you seeing that snake and he wants to do an interview.
Oh, no, that's all I need.
Well, I thought you'd be pleased.
What's there to be pleased about? I'd just as soon forget the whole thing.
Well, you're famous now. Everybody's talking about it.
It weren't you, were it, Joe?
What?
Told the Echo about it.
Of course I didn't.
Only if you
did. Clearly, I swear. When she came on the phone and said she was from the Echo, well, you could have not been in with a feather.
It's all a lot of nonsense anyway. I reckon I probably dreamt it.
Oh, I doubt that, Clary.
Perhaps she won't bother now. She's tried once.
Well, she said she'd phone back.
Pity.
Well, it's a big story for them. That's the impression I got.
I hope you wasn't spouting all that nonsense about the Worm of Ambridge.
It ain't nonsense, Clary. It's in all the old books.
It's a load of old rubbish and you know it.
Clary.
Go on, Joe. Make me that cup of tea before I lose me patience.
Oh, not sure.
Sometimes I worry about this family, I do. There ain't not one of you got the sense you was born with.
Yeah, well, that may be true for Eddie, but young William's got his head screwed on proper.
Maybe.
Well, that's for Ed.
Oh, no.
Ah, well, that'll be her.
Oh, let's just let it ring, Joe.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Clary. You know what the press is like? When they get hold of a story, they're like a terrier with a bone.
Hayley!
Wow! What's all this?
I think we got a fisherwoman in the making here.
I nearly caught a fish.
Oh, Phoebe, did you?
Yeah.
And how big was it, Phoebs?
This big.
Played it like an expert, she did.
I'll get one next time.
And we caught you with your feet up.
Oh, yeah, you did.
What's that book you were in such a hurry to hide? Bit of salacious reading, eh?
Don't be daft.
That's okay, we're all broad-minded here.
Phoebe, Kate sent some more photos of baby Supo.
Where are they?
On the kitchen dresser, I think. Or perhaps Grandad can help you find them.
Yeah, of course.
Wicked.
Right, we ought to get your hands washed too, anyway, eh? Come on.
Had a quiet morning, then.
Well, quite an exciting one, actually.
So, what's this secret tome you're reading?
This.
Your pregnancy week by week. You don't mean...
Yeah?
Oh, Hayley! Oh! I mean, how long?
Oh, I did the test this morning. I've been late for a few days.
Oh, that is fantastic. I'm so happy.
Yeah, so am I.
I mean, Phoebe's is going to be thrilled.
Hey, but look, we can't say anything just yet. Especially not to Phoebe.
No, of course not.
I want to wait till the first 3 months is up, just in case.
But it's just the best news. Oh, Hayley. You're brilliant. I'm so proud of you.
Doing, darling?
Lillian, you made me jump.
It was a rather surprise for me too, someone going through my kitchen drawer.
Matt said to look in here.
But what for?
Corkscrew.
Let me tell you something, Brenda. Matt knows as much about where things are kept round here as the milkman. Rather less, in fact.
Oh, right.
Would you mind telling me how you got in here?
Matt's key.
Yes, well, let me make something clear. This isn't part of the office, it's private.
I'm only doing what he told me.
And while we're on the subject, is that your car outside, the smaller red thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, kindly be more careful about how you park it in future. I hardly had room to get by.
Sorry.
Haven't you found it yet? Oh, Lillian!
Hello, Matt.
How are you, pussycat? Mwah.
Matt, I don't appreciate coming home to find strangers in my kitchen.
Oh, well, sorry about that, Mother. We had urgent need of a corkscrew, didn't we, Brenda?
Yeah, but I seem to be getting slagged off for it.
Right. Look, why don't you pop back up to the office while we sort this out, eh?
Yeah, all right.
I'll be up in a minute, and we'll open those bottles.
Okay.
Not sure you're being quite fair with her, my love.
Look, I'm sorry, Matt. I'm prepared to make a lot of sacrifices for your business, but giving the office girl the run of my house is not among them.
She's not quite the office girl.
Look, whatever you call her, will you just try and confine her activities to the office?
All right. Happy to. Now, how about that corkscrew?
Why on earth do you need a corkscrew?
For opening bottles.
What are you up to, Matt?
If I could just have that corkscrew, Pushcat, Brenda and I have got rather a lot to get through.
There we are. Four bottles of Lower Loxley's finest.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth.
Well, we couldn't let an auspicious occasion like this go by without a toast in Chateau Pargeter.
Well, it's very nice of you.
Now then, what needs doing?
Oh, I think I'm pretty well on top of everything at the moment.
Something smells good.
Why don't you just sit down and have a coffee?
Well, as it's your birthday, we might as well open one of these now.
Oh, why not? Let's start as we mean to go on.
Where's the corkscrew?
Draw by the sink.
Right.
How's the new crop looking?
Well, perhaps not as good as it might have been. We lost some of the flowers in all that rain. Mm. But still, Nigel reckons we'll be picking the Madeleine in about 6 weeks' time.
Great.
Depending on the weather.
Your first commercial harvest, eh?
Yes. Although the next problem is going to be finding enough pickers.
Well, you had plenty last year.
Yeah, but this year we hope to have about twice the crop.
Oh,
Excuse me. We should be okay, though. Most of last year's gang say they're happy to come back again.
Hi.
Hi, Hayley. Come in.
Oh, thanks. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Hayley. You ready for the fray?
I think so. Just about.
Lily and Freddie are so excited, having Ben and Josh for a sleepover.
Yeah, it should be fun.
We've started celebrating early. You're going to join us?
No, I won't, thanks.
What, not even a small one?
No, better not. I'm driving. I just wondered if they were here yet, Ben and Josh.
No, afraid not. Ruth phoned to say they'd been held up.
Oh, right.
She said she'd take them straight over to Lower Loxley.
There's no need for that. I can easily pick them up at Brookfield.
Oh, I'm sure she'd appreciate that. She sounded a bit stressed.
No problem. I'll pop over there now.
Oh, thanks, Hayley.
Have a great evening.
Yes, thanks. You too.
Ugh, we'll enjoy ourselves, all right? Don't worry about that. I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, Hayley. Hope everyone behaves themselves.
I'm sure they will. Bye.
Bye.
Well, she's in for an exhausting time, those four together.
Oh, it won't bother her. She looks positively happy at the prospect.
Right, here you are. Happy birthday.
How is she?
Not brilliant, I'm afraid.
You definitely think it's some mistake, this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but just at the moment, I wouldn't want to take any chances.
Oh, wouldn't it be awful?
No, no, no. Let's not jump to any conclusions. Alistair's on his way.
Is she the only one?
Yes, thank goodness.
I keep thinking of those poor guys down in Surrey. Must be terrible for them.
I can't imagine. With all this talk about that health research site, they must be going crazy.
It's such a horrible situation.
Well, nothing more we can do, though. Except wait. Did Pip get off okay?
Eventually. She wanted to stay here and make sure everything was all right with this one.
Really?
But I told her to go and enjoy herself. And I think she's still got to make it up to Izzy after Monday.
Oh, I'm sure Izzy will forgive her. And listen, what about you? Shouldn't you be getting your glad rags on, going over to the party?
And leave you to sort this out on your own. No, I've already told Shula we'll be late.
Well, there's nothing you can do here, though, love.
Still,
Look, if I was genuinely worried, I'd cancel. I'll be along once Alistair's confirmed it's just mastitis. Besides, it'll only panic everyone else if we don't show up.
Well, okay then, if you're sure.
I am. Anyway, Josh and Ben will be needing a lift.
Oh, well, that's not a problem. Hayley just called. She's coming over here to pick them up.
Oh, great. So, go on, go and get yourself ready.
Yeah, okay. But you will call me if there are any problems.
Straight away, I promise.
Only another 11 to get through.
Well, Jeez. For goodness sake.
Well, that's about it, isn't it?
Thought as much.
Excuse me a minute, Bruno. Lillian, why don't you come in?
Matt, I...
No need to look out, yeah?
I wasn't lurking.
No, of course you weren't. Well, come in anyway.
Oh, right.
I thought I'd just pop up and see how long you were going to be.
Well, like I said, we've got a lot to get through. Now, you're going to join us in a glass of wine?
Oh, hang on. I'll see if I can find another glass.
Thank you, Brenda.
Is this supposed to be work?
Very important work, my love. Next month, yours truly is hosting a little soiree for developers. Well, builders, really, you know. You remember that parcel of land in Felbersham?
You were expecting good news about it.
Still am, which is why I need to bring the developers on site.
Have some of this one, Lillian. It's definitely the best.
Well, go on, eh?
The caterers asked me to choose some suitable wines, hence the tasting.
There we are.
Thank you. And are you going to be involved in this event, Brenda?
Hope so.
Brenda's going to be hosting it for me.
I see now.
Yeah, I see it as one of her main functions, adding a bit of glamour to our various little do's.
Oh, don't know about that.
See, I haven't given nearly enough thought to public relations, Puss. I'm hoping with Brenda on board we can be a lot more proactive.
Oh, I've no doubt about that, Tiger. No doubt at all.
Now, we've got a little present for Auntie Shula, haven't we, Rory?
Oh, that's kind.
Would you want to give it to her?
Oh, hang on, I've got crab meat all over my fingers. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Right, there we are. Well, say happy birthday, Auntie Shula.
Happy birthday, Auntie Shula.
Thank you. That's lovely.
And Jenny sends her love.
Thanks, both of you.
She got off all right then?
Yeah, well, she's well on her way now. And we saw her off, didn't we, Rory?
Is she going to die now?
Oh, no, darling, no, of course she isn't.
She's just gone to see the new baby in Africa, and before you know it, she'll be back again.
Good.
She will, Rory, I promise you.
Well, anyway, thank you for my present. I'm not going to open it now. I'm going to put it with the others so I can open it when I've got time to enjoy it.
Well, we hope you like it.
I'm sure I will.
Right. Well, I'd better get this little chap back to his bed. He's had a long day.
You won't stay for a drink?
Oh, I wish I could, but it wouldn't be fair to him.
Well, you know what's best.
You are, quite honestly, I was about to put him in the bath. I'd completely forgotten about the present.
Well, you could have left it till tomorrow.
I certainly couldn't. Jenny was very insistent.
Well, thanks.
Now, have a great evening, both of you.
We will.
Thanks.
Say bye-bye, Rory.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Rory.
Bye-bye, Rory.
See you both.
See you, Brian.
Yeah, bye. By the look of him, it's Brian who needs to get to bed.
He does look very tired.
And one thing's for certain, it's not going to get any easier from now on.
Just clarify something for me, will you, Tiger? How exactly do you see her job?
Sort of general assistant, I suppose you'd call it. We're fairly flexible.
So I noticed. Aren't many job specs that include an afternoon's wine tasting.
Oh, no, be fair, Pusscat. She'd already put in a good day's work.
Doing what? Tasting canapes?
She drew up a set of profiles of the South Borsetshire Planning Committee. You know, the internet.
Sounds arduous.
It's a good piece of work. Very detailed. He's even got their hobbies and special interests.
Good for Brenda.
Yeah, it's going to be very useful, believe me. She's a bright girl.
Oh, yes.
Which is why I'm sending her over to Grey Gables tomorrow morning.
Whatever for?
Oliver Sterling's launching that new cheese of his.
She's going in for cheese tasting now, is she?
I gather there are going to be some district councillors there, including one or two of the planning committee.
And you're going to set Brenda loose on that?
That's the idea, yeah.
Well, she'll be good at that, schmoozing.
I'd prefer to call it showing a presence. Yeah, establishing our interest in local enterprise.
Well, how very public-spirited of you.
Yes, I like to think so. Go myself if I could.
Yes, well, I've no doubt she'll do very well.
Look, my love, I know you're not happy about her wandering into the house.
She was in our kitchen going through the drawers.
Well, it won't happen again. We've agreed that she should confine herself to the office from now on.
I see.
Means, of course, that I shall have to spend rather more of my time up there. But if it makes you happy, so be it.
Look, darling, I mean, I don't want to be too dogmatic about it.
No. If you want the house to yourself, you shall have it. Brenda and I will just have to stick to the office.
Well, perhaps we ought to try and be flexible about it, you know, I mean, rather than make hard and fast rules.
Whatever you think, Pusscat, that'll be fine with me.
It's going to be hard for him while Jennifer's away. That's why we're hoping to have Rory out with us for the odd day.
Well, he's certainly welcome to come and play with Josh and Ben.
At least it'll give Brian a chance to catch up with things on the farm.
I don't know how he manages. He must rely on Adam a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Hi.
Oh, you've made it.
Yeah, finally. Hello, love.
Hi.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, David. So, how's the cow?
Oh, she's going to be fine, thanks. Alistair fixed her up.
She's not going to lose the quarter?
Nah, she should be fine.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, hello, David.
Hey, sis. Happy birthday.
Thanks. We won't be long now. Alistair's just having a quick shower, and Caroline's rang to say they'll be here in 5 minutes. Oh, great. Elizabeth, you nearly done. Yep. I wondered if you'd mind doing the glaze on the creme brulee. Oh, you're so good at it. No problem. Oh, David, do you want to pour yourself some wine?
Yeah. No, great. Thanks. You carry on.
Okay. Right, there's your burning. Uh-huh. The creme brulee's down here. Oh, let's shove them over there, shall we?
Good news about the cow.
A bit more room to...
Yeah, it is. Hey, Ruth.
Yeah?
Yeah?
No, you look absolutely stunning.
Yeah, plenty, thanks.
Good.
Oh, thanks.
That's true. Hey, and what's more, it's going to be me who takes you home.
Oh, you couldn't get that, could you, David?
Yep, okay. Hello? Yeah, it's me. Happy birthday, mate. It's Kenton, everyone.
Oh, lovely.
Happy birthday, Kenton.
You hear that? Yeah, well, we all hope you have a great night, Kenton.
Yeah.
Just like we're going to.
Oh, yes.
Hiya.
Hi.
pigs all done?
Yeah. Oh, remind me never to give Jazza the day off again.
You only just caught me, I'm off.
Oh, wow. Like the dress. Matt taking you to the races?
Grey Gables. Oliver's cheese launch.
What's he taking you there for?
He's not. I'm sort of there on his behalf.
Oh, yeah?
I'm supposed to do a bit of subtle lobbying for Borchester Land, especially the district councillors.
What does he mean by lobbying?
Just get myself noticed, really.
Well, you'll get noticed, all right.
We want him to think we're supporting local food and that, which we do, of course.
All Matt's interested in is supporting his bank balance.
That's not entirely fair. All right, he likes making money, but so do you come to that.
The difference is I sell good products. He does dodgy deals.
He also likes to be seen doing good in the community.
Spin, you mean?
There's more to him than that, Tom, I think.
Well, at least you're getting a day out of the office, I suppose.
Half a day, anyway. Plus, I'll probably get the odd glass of claret.
All right for some.
I better be off. Start charming these councillors.
Well, don't be too charming.
Don't worry, I'll save the best for you.
I look forward to it.
See you tonight, then.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. I presume it's Tom you wanted to see.
Yeah. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Adam. Come in.
Thanks.
See you then.
See you. Look, I'm sorry to bother you, Tom.
Don't tell me. You need a hand with something.
Well, I wouldn't ask you if I wasn't desperate.
Oh, yeah? Again?
Yeah, I was hoping Brian could do it, but he's been up half the night with Rory.
What's the problem?
Well, he's all unsettled again, with Mum going away.
Poor little fella.
And Brian looks absolutely shattered this morning. Rory won't let him out of his sight.
Right.
Which leaves me short-handed, so... if you could just see your way clear to a couple of hours.
Sure. Shall I come now then, or have I got time for a quick coffee?
How are we doing, Oliver?
Oh, nearly there, I think.
Oh, it's looking great.
I hope so. What do you think of the pictures?
Fabulous. I love the grainy look.
I wanted them to look, you know, vaguely 19th century, like those old farm photos you see around.
Well, they do.
Good.
You could almost imagine Ed Grundy's got a pitchfork.
Oh, could you? I hope he isn't going to be offended.
Why should he be?
Well, I wouldn't want him to think we were making him into some old yokel.
He won't.
I mean, I just wanted to get over the idea that we do things in the proper, time-honoured way. None of your quick-fix methods or any of that, yeah?
Well, makes the point very well.
Good.
It's marketing. Ed'll understand that, all right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Anyway, I thought I'd just check when you wanted the claret served.
Well, as soon as people arrive, I thought. Do you agree?
Definitely.
I mean, they ought to have a glass in their hands when we start on the speeches.
Right, I'll get it organised.
Hey, either of you seen this?
Is that the Echo?
Yeah.
I haven't had time yet.
Nor me.
On the front page, look. Clary Grundy.
Good Lord.
How's that for a headline? Satanic presence terrifies worshippers.
A bit over the top, I thought.
Total rubbish, more like.
There's a nice picture of Clary, though.
Oh, yes.
All good publicity for Ambridge, I suppose.
Publicity? Snake on the loose?
Well, it adds to the local mystique.
I can't see it packing out Grey Gables.
Roy?
Anyway, we'd better get on.
Right.
Look, just don't go giving people the impression snakes might be a regular feature of Grey Gables functions, okay?
Yeah, okay, fine.
So, well, excuse me.
What's rattled his cage, I wonder?
Yeah, he does seem a bit uptight.
Yeah, well, maybe he's got a thing about snakes. Funny how men can never admit to it.
Mum going away seems to have brought back all his insecurities.
Poor little kid.
Yeah, he was crying a lot in the night, apparently.
Doesn't seem fair, does it, what some kids have to go through?
Nope. Right, that's you lot done. Off you go.
Okay, want another lot through then?
Please. Look, I'm really grateful for this, Tom.
That's all right, it had to be done.
Yeah, it's been a bad year for flies.
Go on, you lot. In you go.
One thing we don't need right now is a nasty case of fly strike. What with everything else.
Come on, get on.
So, getting a dose of this stuff on them? Well, I didn't want to put it off, so thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I must say, Brian's been amazingly patient with Rory. I'd never have thought he had it in him.
Good thing, too.
Yeah, I was listening to him this morning. Talking to Rory about his mum. He's being so, well, sensitive about it.
Yeah?
Not like Brian at all, really.
When something like this happens, it changes you, I suppose.
Well, it certainly brought out a different side of him.
What does he think about this foot and mouth thing?
He's worried to death about it, like the rest of us.
I see you've got disinfectant dips on the footpath.
Yeah. Well, whether walkers are going to use them is another matter.
I reckon they will. People know what's at stake after last time.
Probably going to mean a lot less money going around, though. Tourism, so on.
Oh, don't. It's already been an expensive summer for me and Brenda.
The rain, I suppose?
Oh, yeah. A lot of things got cancelled, including the big steam rally over at Felpersham. No way we're going to break even on the Burger Van this year.
Bad luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alice was saying visitor numbers at Grey Gables were down earlier on.
I'm not surprised. How's she finding the job anyway? Still enjoying it?
Apparently. Oh, yeah, you know she's moved in with Ian and me?
Yeah, Gran said something about it.
Things were getting a touch fractious at Allen's. I think she fell out big time with young Amy.
Ever going in the RAF or something?
Yeah, apparently Amy's got some very strong views on that subject.
Alice still keen then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had this special presentation on Monday about life in the forces. Came back full of it. Couldn't wait to get the next batch of forms in.
You don't see her going back home, then?
No, no way. No, she's talking about staying with us till she goes off for her gap year.
Must be hard for Jennifer.
Yep.
All change, eh? One moves out and a new one comes in.
What is it the French say? Plus ça change. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Now, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I'm sure you're looking forward to tasting the new cheese. Now, inside your media packs, you'll find a lot of information about its history and how we make it. So, if you've got any questions, do please come and talk to me, or indeed to my colleague in this venture, Helen Archer. That's Helen by the display area.
Hi.
So, once more, the warmest of welcomes to the launch of Sterling Gold. Do try the cheese, and we very much hope that you like it, but we look forward to hearing your comments, good or bad. Thanks very much.
Right. I'd better get started, I suppose.
Who are you going to chat up first?
I'm not chatting anyone up, just engaging them in convivial conversation.
What, especially the ones who happen to be district councillors?
Possibly, yes.
Oh, he's got a nerve, that Matt Crawford, gate-crashing our event.
Oh, come on, don't get stressed about it. I won't be doing a hard sell or anything.
You better not.
Just a little gentle chat to help the party go. It will get people in a receptive mood.
You reckon?
Absolutely. And the happier they are, the more likely they are to support the new cheese.
Well, not too many mentions of Borchester land, then. It's not them who are paying the bill.
Yep, understood. Right, where shall I start? Rod Stratton, I think.
Who's he?
See the guy in the brown jacket talking to the woman from Borsetshire Life?
Oh, yeah. I already noticed him.
He owns Felpersham Electrics. 33 years old, unmarried, got an MBA from Bath. Anything else you need to know?
Gosh.
Matt wanted a profile on him, plus everyone else on the planning committee.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Right, time for me to earn my keep. Wish me luck.
Just be careful. I'll have you thrown out.
I promise.
And if he's nice, let me know. I might go and chat him up myself.
Okay.
Going all right so far, I'd say.
Oh, hi, Oliver. Yeah, definitely.
Good turnout, and that's half the battle.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, let's hope they like the stuff.
Well done on your speech. Oh. It was great.
Thanks. I didn't want to go on too long.
You didn't? It was perfect.
I can't believe how nervous I am. Ridiculous, isn't it? Man of my age.
Don't worry.
I do so want this to succeed. I mean, it's not so much the money. It's a general vote of confidence in the British countryside. Does that sound stupid?
Nope. It's pretty much how I feel, too.
Oliver, can you have a word with the guy from Borsetshire Radio? Wants to do an interview.
Yeah, of course. Oh, better still, why don't you do it, Ellen?
Me?
Well, you're the cheesemaker. Besides, you'll come over a lot better than I will.
Well, OK, if you're sure.
Well, that's him by the door, the guy holding the mic.
I'd never have guessed.
Oh, and Helen.
Yeah?
Not a word about the Ambridge snake, OK?
Don't worry, I'll keep to them.
Thanks.
Well, what do you think, Roy? Is it going OK?
Oh, yeah, very well, I'd say.
Good. Well, you see a lot of these dudes.
Oliver.
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
But I know this isn't really the time. I mean, don't see you very often.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, Hayley and I have been looking for our own place.
Yeah, I do, and it must be very difficult.
Oh, it's terrible. We haven't given up, though.
Good for you.
In fact, we're keener than ever, so we thought we'd spread the word as much as we can.
Yeah, good idea.
So if you ever get to hear of anything, I mean anything at all,
I'll let you know straight away. And that's a promise.
So, what's the verdict?
What, Mr. Stratton?
Mm-hmm.
8 out of 10.
Not bad.
Can never be entirely comfortable with a man who wears slip-on shoes.
Wouldn't bother me.
Do you want me to introduce you?
That's okay. I can manage on my own, thanks.
He must be pretty loaded. You've seen the way he's expanded that store of his.
Not everyone goes out with guys with the size of their bank balance.
Oh, sorry, you're organic, I was forgetting.
If you mean I've got scruples, then yes, I admit it.
I can't afford them myself. Scruples.
Yeah, well, I'm beginning to see why you went to work with Matt Crawford.
Speaking of scruples, have you seen Will Grundy's new woman?
Mm. Well, no one could say she's going out with him for his money.
No, just a daddy for her 2 kids.
She's got kids, has she?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't mean she's shopping for her father.
That's what Emma thinks.
Does she?
Yeah, and she's not happy about it.
Hi there, you two.
Hiya.
Tom, what are you doing here? Not checking up on me?
No, just taking an interest in another local food enterprise.
If you say so.
Mm. Okay, Helen?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Everything seems to be going all right.
Touch wood.
Helen's just done an interview with Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, great.
Simon Street. He was the tea boy when I was there.
Meow.
Well, I hope you got in a mention of Borsetshire Blue.
Yep, I managed to slip that in.
Well done.
Plus the fact that it's got a medal at the British Cheese Awards.
See, Bren? She's finally getting the hang of what marketing's all about.
Oh, about time.
It's no good having a good product if you don't go out and pitch for it.
Well, if it's good, it'll get there in the end. That's what I believe.
Oh, that is so not true. The world's full of people making a lot of noise about rubbish products.
Everyone's on the make, are they?
Basically, yes.
We were just talking about Will's new girlfriend. Emma reckons she's on the make too.
Will hasn't got any money.
No, but he's an 18-carat gold daddy.
It's none of Emma's business.
It isn't a way.
No, it isn't. She shouldn't have slept with his brother.
But she's right to be concerned for George. Whoever Will ends up with is going to affect him.
Shame she didn't think of him earlier.
That's a bit tough.
You can't blame her for not wanting George upset again.
Will's not going to let that happen. People ought to leave him alone to get on with his life.
Yeah. Okay. So you'll let us know then? Yeah.
I'm off now, Eddie.
Oh, sorry.
Right. It will be in touch. See you, Ralph. Bye.
Was that Ralph in Scotland?
Yeah, he thought we'd want to know that Auntie Hilda died yesterday.
Oh, dear.
In her sleep, he said. Very peaceful.
Oh, well, that's good.
Funeral's next week. He wants to know if we're going.
Oh, well, I think we should, don't you?
Eh? It's a blooming long way up to Aberdeen.
Eddie!
It's not as if we ever saw her.
How old was she? Well, in her 80s, I reckon.
86, you see.
86, eh? Was she really?
Remember that time I asked her for a loan?
Oh, don't remind me.
Well, when was that?
Year our William were born. We were so hard up in them days.
Oh, so what's changed?
Come on, Eddie, we're much better off now.
Oh, she wouldn't part with a penny, though. Tight old buzzard.
Eddie.
Well, she was.
Don't matter. It ain't right to speak ill of the dead. I think we should go to the funeral.
We could send a nice card instead.
Don't be so mean. She'll be family after all.
Oh, only just.
Well, anyway, I ain't got time to argue now. I've got to get off.
A bit early for the pub, ain't it?
Sid asked me to. They've got some early bookings for the restaurant.
Well, don't work too hard then, love.
You just think about your Auntie Hilda.
Wouldn't hurt you to make the effort for once.
Large G&T, please, Sid. And go easy on the tea.
Evening, Lillian. You are? Sound like a lady who's had a stressful day?
Oh. Do you know what it's like when your house doesn't feel like your own anymore?
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask. I have that feeling this time every day.
Yes, of course you do.
So, what's made you feel like that?
Matt's new little helper.
Now, would that be Brenda Tucker?
It would.
Heard she was a sort of PA.
Oh, no, he's got one of those. No, this is different.
Uh-huh. So what's she do then?
Follows him about most of the time. That includes wandering into my kitchen whenever she feels like it.
Well, why don't you put a no-entry sign on the door?
Oh, I'm tempted, believe me.
Well, there you go then.
I'm not sure it'd be a good move just at the minute.
How's that for tonic?
Oh, that's plenty, thanks.
There you go then.
Will you take it out of there, can you? Go and have one for yourself.
No, I'm fine, thanks, Lynn. It's going to be a long night.
Cheers.
Yeah, good health.
Oh, that's better.
So, where's Matt tonight, then?
still working with the aforementioned Miss Tucker.
Is he indeed?
Planning some sort of junket for local builders, apparently. Oh, thanks.
Well, it all helps to oil the wheels of commerce, I suppose.
Yeah, so he keeps telling me.
It's a great opportunity for young Brenda, getting an inside view of how business works.
Yeah, well, I only hope Matt doesn't live to regret giving his secrets away.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, well, I hope so. So, where's that intrepid barmaid of yours?
Clary.
Is she out doing a wildlife safari?
No. No, she phoned in to say she'd be a bit late tonight. Family business.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's no problem, as it happens. You seem to be quiet in the restaurant for some reason.
Evening.
Aha, my favourite milkman.
Second favourite, surely.
What are you going to have, then?
Oh, cheers. I'll have a pint of lager, please.
Coming up.
So, where's the snake charm of the night, then?
Oh, we were just talking about her.
She'll be along later.
Oh, that's good. Thought you might have lost her, said now she's such a celebrity.
She's still with us, I'm glad to say.
The way my customers are talking, I'm surprised she's not got her own chat show on daytime telly.
Well, it's a bit awkward, actually. Mum, I'm just on my way out.
No, it's all right, I won't stop.
I'm meeting Malk at the ball, so out the shifts for next week.
Right. I'm surprised you ain't seeing Nick tonight.
Yeah, well, I will be later, after I fix things with Malk. Which
That's
is why...
nice.
So what is it then, Mum?
Well, now, I thought you'd want to know. We've just had a phone call from your dad's cousin Ralph.
Who?
You know, Auntie Hilda's nephew in Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's very sad. Auntie Hilda has died.
What a pity.
Very peaceful, by all accounts. She were 86.
Right.
The funeral's next week. I'm hoping Eddie and I can go.
Well, I'm sorry, Mum. There's no way I can get time off at the moment.
Oh, no, that's all right.
We're up to our eyes in it, with all the birds out of the wood.
Yeah, no, of course I understand.
That wasn't why you called in?
No, I just thought you'd want to know about Auntie Hilda.
Yeah, thanks.
I know you ain't seen much of her.
I've never met her.
Oh, no, that's right.
Still, thanks for letting me know. Now, if that's all, I must be off.
No, there was something else.
What's that?
It's about Nick.
What about her?
I just wondered whether your dad and I might be meeting her soon.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes.
I hope you don't mind me saying this, William, but I do hope you ain't rushing into anything.
Sorry?
I know you want to be settled, but you need to be sure it's with the right girl.
Mum, what are you trying to say?
We're just a bit worried, your father and I. We wouldn't want you taking on a lot more responsibility.
Because she's got kids, you mean?
And she is older than you, I gather.
And what does that matter?
Look, I ain't saying it does.
Look, no. I don't want to be rude, Mum, but I'll decide who I go out with, all right? I really don't see that it's anyone else's business.
Please don't be angry, William. We only want you to be happy, that's all.
Oh, good. We agree, then. That's what I want, too. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go. Only, I'm meeting Malk in 10 minutes.
Let me give you a lift. We can talk in the van.
Mum, there's nothing else to say.
You wouldn't believe it, Sid, the way folks are getting worked up over this snake business.
Yeah, I would. I hear it in here, don't forget.
I've got one customer, Penny Hassett. Right on the end of my round, she is.
Well, don't tell me they've seen it over there, too.
You thought she did. Called me about 7:30, just as I was finishing. Here, milkman, she says, can you help me? Seemed really panicky.
Yeah.
My first thought was she'd been burgled or something.
But she hadn't.
No. She reckoned she had the snake trapped under her bin lid.
Oh, go on.
It's true. She found it the day before when she took the lid off her compost bin, or so she reckoned. So she ran and got her bin lid and shoved it in tappy the thing.
But don't tell me it was still there.
Of course it wasn't. It was long gone.
Yeah, if it ever existed.
Oh, I reckon it did. I got her to describe it. Long and silvery, she called it.
Slow worm?
Probably. She was quite convinced it was something deadly, though.
Amazing, innit?
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, Sid.
Yes, she is, the cause of the hysteria.
I hope you're not going to mention snakes. Because if I hear that word once more, I think I'll throw some at.
Pardon me for breathing.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm just not in the mood.
In that case, excuse me.
What's the matter, Clary?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sid. I've upset him now.
Oh, he'll be back. He's only gone to the gents.
I shouldn't have jumped down his throat like that.
Is something wrong, Clary?
No, I'm fine.
You don't look fine. You said you had some family business to see to.
Did I? Oh, yes.
Yeah, look, I don't want to pry, but if it's anything I can help with?
Thank you, Sid.
So, is it?
Eh?
Well, is it something I can help with?
I don't know. Yes, yes, it is. We've had a death in the family.
Oh, Clary. I'm sorry to hear that.
Auntie Hilda, she lives up in Scotland. Oh, we've never seen all that much of her, but it's still a shock, isn't it, when they go?
Of course it is, yeah. Look, Clary, if you're upset, why don't you get yourself home?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, how would you manage, Sid? You won't get no one else at this short notice.
Oh, we'll cope, don't worry. Matter of fact, the restaurant bookings are down tonight.
Well, it's very kind of you, Sid, but no, I'm okay. Thanks anyway.
Well, it's no problem, if you're sure.
Oh.
Right. That's it. We've got him this time.
Is it the toilets?
Yeah, it certainly is. You stay there, Clary. I'll go nab him. Right! You can put it out right now. If you think I'm going to cop for a 2.5 grand fine... Okay, what have you done with it?
What?
The cigarette. Where have you chucked it?
No got a clue what you're talking about.
It must be you.
It's the alarm on the ladies.
Well, yeah, but...
I'm going to have this pub.
Is somebody smoking in there? Come on. You might as well come out.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, Sid, darling. Looks like you've got me banged to rights.
There you are. You can have that one on me.
Oh, thanks, Clary. Nice one.
Yeah, then where's me bag? Oh, thank goodness for that.
Piercing, ain't it?
It's horrible.
I must remember not to nip out there for my next smoke.
Don't you even think about it, Eddie.
Only pulling your leg.
But it ain't funny.
What's the matter, love? Well, the news about Auntie Hilda got you down, has it?
A lot of things have got me down. Including you being prepared to let me go to Aberdeen on your own.
Oh, come on, Clary. It's not as if we were close.
Don't mean we shouldn't pay our respects. She was family after all.
I know, but...
Listen, we're going. You and me. End of story.
Oh, Clary.
I ain't arguing no more. My mind's made up.
Oh, blooming heck.
I don't know why I come in here.
I said sorry, didn't I?
You were getting insulted or accused of something.
Yeah, I know the feeling, mate.
Is that cider club of yours going to be open tonight, Eddie?
Could be.
It won't. Take it from me.
Shame the cat and fiddle's gone. Used to get treated with respect and everything what I've heard.
Yes, all right. Don't lay it on with a trowel.
I'm upset, Sid. You know, hurt.
Will a pint make it better?
Might do.
Right. Get him one, will you, Clary? Clary?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sid. No, it's old William. Looks like he's about to go.
You want a word with him, do you?
Yeah, just a quick one.
Yeah, you go on then. I'll get Jazzer his pint.
Oh, thank you.
Is she all right, Eddie? She don't seem her usual self.
Oh, we've had a bit of family trouble.
Well, yeah, she said. My condolences, anyway.
Oh, so?
So what's happened with Lillian? Have you barred her?
No. She's nipped out to the garden for a smoke. She's promised not to break the rules again.
You wait till the winter when there's frost on the ground.
Oh, she won't come in here no more. She'll stay at home where she can have a smoking beef.
Maybe I ought to invest in one of them smoking shelters. Put a couple of patio heaters in, eh?
Maybe an idea.
I'll have to look into it.
Keep going on like this and you'll be stunning here on your own through the long dark evenings.
Finished your meeting?
Yeah, got it all sorted.
Now you're off to meet Nick.
Yeah, she's cooking something. And we're going to watch a DVD.
Well, have a nice evening.
Thanks.
About what I was saying earlier, it's only because I care about you, love, that's all.
What? And that gives you the right to interfere in my life, does it?
No, of course not.
So don't do it, all right?
Well, yeah.
Look, Nick's a great girl, Mum. And we're having a lot of fun together.
Good.
In fact, it's the first time for... I can't remember how long, that I'm enjoying life. I hope you're not going to try and spoil it.
I'd never do that.
Great. We're both happy then. Now, if you don't mind, I've got to be on my way. See you, Mum.
The Archers was written by the agricultural story editor Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.